the longtime White House reporter who had a front row, gone at 89. Gone in the sense that she had to resign. Speaking her mind, she enraged way too many. Super Tuesday, what's the forecast? I think it's going to be some shockers on the way. That's what I would say. Some thunderstorms. A natural gas well explosion kills one and sends others ducking for cover. And just moments ago, breaking news, you're on Vandersloot, that arrogant young man who many believe killed Natalie Holloway 5 years ago, confesses to breaking the neck of a Peruvian woman in a hotel room in Lima and leaving her to die, killing her. So will he confess to the Holloway murder? One can only wonder. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a fabulous start to the work week, because here we go again, marching through June. Since we just came off of another holiday, what, a week and a half ago, I guess, everybody's looking forward to the next holiday. You know what that is? July 4th. So we don't really have that too much time to go. We're less than a month. That's the good news. And the good news, too, is America Tonight, we're going to really shake it up. We have a lot of interesting things that we're going to jump to, including right from the top, the latest on the oil spill. You demand it. You want it. I get so many emails about the spill. Day 49, almost rolling into day 50, and nobody's tired of talking about it at this point. The latest poll that I happen to see shows that Americans overwhelmingly want something done in the way of charges against BP. How about that? It was a Washington Post ABC News poll. Public complaints against BP pretty much are in two different directions. Most give very poor ratings to the reaction to the spill, and most of the people polled blame the company, of course, and the drilling partners for taking the unnecessary risks that could have caused the spill. So it is a pretty open-ended question. You know, I hammered down on the Attorney General, Eric Holder, because I think it's ridiculous he's on a wild witch hunt, because I don't think they're going to find, the Attorney General's going to find someone to bring down in the name of one person. But do you think the feds should pursue criminal charges against BP? Apparently, plenty do who were polled. Of the people polled, 81% give low marks to BP for the response. 59% give negative ratings to both the federal government and BP. Criticism of the government and BP crosses party lines. I'm not surprised by that. And, of course, fans all over the country. This is water cooler buzz. People are still talking about what's going on with the spill. Have they contained it? Who's to blame? How much money? What about the people who make their living off the water in the Gulf of Mexico? What's going on for them? What about the damage? Is it going to last for years, for decades maybe? And then the big one, a lot of people, and of course we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, I say it often, a lot of people really want to know, how can I help? What is it that I can do to help? I mean, I live in New Jersey. I live in Minnesota. I live in California. What can I do to help the people on living, making their living on the Gulf waters? What can I do to help somebody there? Well, one thing they're saying is they're urging the public to report any breaks. And when we say breaks, they've got about 1.2 million feet of boom that are placed all over the Gulf of Mexico. So this would only be for people who are living in the area and who are out on the water where they can see a break and they can call and say, oh, there's a break in the boom. And the other thing is that they're actually, no kidding, saying if you have an idea for how we can stop the flow of oil into the Gulf, containing it or recovering it, you can actually go to the BP suggestion box. I'm like so not making this up. I'm going to post this on our website, in fact, because a lot of you have said in your emails, is there anything I can do to help? What is it that what else can I do to help the people down there, or do whatever it is that, you know, I might I might be able to do as far as lending a hand if I go in that direction. So there are a few things, and I will definitely put that out to you. The National Wildlife Federation, they're getting pledges. You can do that through your phone. You text WILDLIFE to 20222 to donate $10 to the organization. It's on-the-ground volunteer and basically restoration efforts, and it's all for the people in the Gulf Coast. And speaking of that, the wildlife, I saw an interesting thing today. There's a biologist in Germany who is stirring up quite a fuss with some of the things that he's saying. He's suggesting that it might make more sense to actually just kill these birds, kill the pelicans, kill the birds who are covered in oil from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill disaster. Better to do that than to actually clean them up. I bet the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, wouldn't agree with that. Here's what he said about the calamity with the bird situation.
We know for every adult pelican we rescue, many times they leave behind nests or eggs that can't be rescued, that are going to die because they can't be reunited with their mother, that they can't feed themselves, or they've already been oiled.
All right, sadly, they've done studies on this, and the survival rate of oil-soaked birds, I didn't realize this, is under 1%. And that's why this one biologist is saying, I'm not going to mince words. That's why I oppose cleaning birds, because what are you doing in trying to save them? You don't have much of a chance of trying to save them. And then you go back and you look at what happened in 89 with the Exxon Valdez cleanup and what worked there. They remember you saw the photographs of that, you know, those egrets, and they were oiled up, and they tried to clean them up, and they looked like they were in horrible shape and look like they might even be in pain. But some of the people that helped with the Valdez say, no, there isn't, you can really give them a fighting chance if you clean the birds, if you, everything you can do when you get the oiled birds and they're collected alive. Today's numbers from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and some of the other people involved in this cleanup, what they're saying is 413 oiled birds have been collected alive, okay? Almost 600 dead birds have also been picked up. Of the birds, only 39 have been released back into the wild. And these are just raw numbers. And what they tried to do was when they rescue them, because you've got petroleum, right? You know, they're soaked in the outside, but they got those toxic effects. So they, what they do is they give them Pepto-Bismol and hope that part of this, by ingesting it, will help them down the line and give them a chance of survival. And there are statistics on things that have happened before with the birds. None of them are terrific numbers, but there have been some, many that have survived. I think that most want a shot at trying to have them survive. That they don't want to just kill the birds. We'd rather see the pictures of the cleanup efforts, like you get a pelican, you're at a rescue center, and you're just dousing them with water and, you know, all the soap that you can find, anything to scrub them. I don't think they're going to euthanize them. I don't think they're going to give up in this situation, despite what the German biologist says. But you might disagree. You might think it's actually more humane. I'm going to give you this number to call later in the show, 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 7th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.1480. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.4726, $6.2363 for a half ounce, or $3.1181 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.4726, $6.2363, and $3.1181.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
All right, here we are, friends, back on America Tonight, and I think all of us know at least one person, or we're connected to one or two people who have gone through the adoption process. I can tell you in my world, I know five couples who have adopted, and they've been foreign adoptions. But lately, the foreign adoption process is making big, big headlines for not so many great reasons. And it's sad because there are a lot of wonderful couples who want the opportunity. And a lot of times in the United States, frankly, you can't, you're on a long, long list and you can't, get a child. And you really want to help somebody. You really want to be a parent. You really want that bonding. And so you definitely, and people turn to foreign adoptions and for very, very good reasons. And a lot of them are successful. I've had some friends who have adopted babies in Russia and in Guatemala and a couple of other areas as well of parts of the world. Joining us here on America Tonight, we're ushering her in from our green room. You might recognize the name, actress Corinne Chateau, and she's gone through this process and actually written a book about it called The Road to Cali. Fascinating story about what happened when she went through the process, and in the process in a very far away area in the Republic of Georgia, Corinne and her husband finding a tiny infant boy, just simply abandoned, who obviously won their hearts and changed their lives, but the story isn't that simple. Corinne, thanks so much for hanging late with us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, what happened. How did you take us through the process of getting to the baby boy, the tiny infant boy?
Cali in Georgia? Well, it kind of was a convoluted process. I actually never really even thought about adoption. I didn't really know people who had adopted. This is going back a few years. Or people who had been adopted, But and I was very, very focused on my career as an actress, and so for a long time I put motherhood off. And then I was in my late 30s, and the clock was ticking, and suddenly the need for child became quite urgent, and I had 2 miscarriages, and I could have tried again. There wasn't anything really physically wrong with me other than the advanced age, but somehow I just felt that if it wasn't going to happen easily and naturally, maybe that's not the way. And then as soon as I had kind of made that decision, I started meeting people who were adopting and people who had been adopted. And it was like one thing led to another, and these doors opened. And then I heard about this place, a woman who had an agency connected with the Republic of Georgia from where you could get infants. And I really cared about getting an infant. I mean, that was, other than China, Georgia seemed to be the one other place where you could get one. So I got fascinated by this tiny little Republic of Georgia, and that's how it began.
So you decide you're going to do that. You find about the Republic of Georgia, and did you think it, what kind of hurdles, you know, what things did you face once you decided to do that?
Well, you know, normally in kind of international adoption situation, what happens is, you get a placement. You hear about a child, they call you, or and they may send you a photograph or a video, and then they give you maybe 10 days to decide. It's pretty quick.
Wow.
I mean, in terms of just saying yes. And then you know, there's more paperwork and all of that, and then maybe in about a month or two, you will go to the country and pick up the baby. Well, in my situation, for one thing, the picture didn't come. And the other thing was that I didn't feel totally at ease with this. And I just got it in my head, maybe I could go there and see the baby. And somehow I finagled my way to do that. And so my husband and I went to the Republic of Georgia. Mm-hmm. We saw this baby, Callie. We said yes. But unbeknownst to us, that very same day that we said yes, a political moratorium went into effect against all foreign adoption. We didn't even know it at that day, but that's what happened. We just thought there were some delays because of certain laws that were being changed. We had no idea until we came back, and then we heard that from the State Department that, in fact, everything was shut down.
So here you had already decided Callie's the one, this is it. So then what do you do when everything's been shut down? How do you fight and eventually end up with Callie?
Well, that's where we went crazy, because, I mean, the thing about international adoption, it's very unpredictable. These governments can close from one day to the next. And we were actually warned about that ahead of time. But of course I didn't even hear that when they said it. But so when it did happen, we just started writing to everyone we could think of. I mean, we started actor friends who we thought might have some pull, or we started writing to congressmen, senators. We even wrote to the Pope. I mean, anyone who we thought might be able to help us to get a pardon on this baby, because actually the papers were all, we had done all the paperwork, everything was signed. Everything was in order, except that they said no. So it was horrible because, you know, once you see, but I think that's why it was so important for me to see the baby, and why I think destiny just made that happen, because if I had not seen him, it would have been more abstract, and maybe I would have been convinced to change to another program. My agency wanted me to change to another program. But once I saw this baby, my husband saw him, we just fell in love, and he was it. That there was no changing our minds now.
Yeah.
So we just fought for him, and this moratorium kept going on, and weeks turned into months, and finally we decided that we had to take things into our own hands, and we went back to Georgia. I mean, I talk about all this in my book, but we, against everybody's advice, went back to Georgia, and we stayed 6 weeks until we got the needed signatures to bring Callie home.
Wow, good for you for fighting. Now, tell us, Callie now, how old is Callie now?
Now, Callie's 13.
Woo, yeah.
Taller than I am, big boy.
Uh-huh. And what did Callie say about you writing the book? Supportive about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, he thought it was going to make him famous. So, I mean, that was his interest, you know. He just wanted a book about him and everybody just to see him in the bookstore. So,
I love that. Do you, what would you say to other people, Corinne, that want to go through this process? What advice would you offer up to other people who want to adopt?
Well, I think it's really, really important to have a very good support system. Friends and family, people you can really be open with about your hesitations, your fears, your longings, but also a very good pediatrician and maybe a therapist, because you have to understand that these children, especially in international adoption, when you can't, in most situations you will not get an infant, you will get a child maybe a year old and older, and these children have not received what a child in a normal situation receives, the love, the attention, the stimulation. I mean, even in the, not to say that some of these orphanages aren't good and the people there aren't caring. I mean, many of them are. It's just, it's not enough, and the children are not getting enough. And so there will be delays, there will be some issues, and that, it doesn't mean anything's irreversible. It just means that as much as you can to be knowledgeable, prepared, to provide for early intervention. So that's what my advice would be, to have a very good support system of knowledgeable people around you.
Yeah, I understand. So if people want to learn more and they want to get your book, you've got a website, theroadtocallie.com, right?
Chateau Hickey, actually. Chateauhickey.com is my website, and you can get the book directly from me and for your listeners. I'd love to give it to them at a discount and to sign the book and send it off to them. Or you can order from a Barnes & Noble store or online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's available a lot of places.
Well, the story is fascinating, and we appreciate you once again coming on with us here on America Tonight, Corinne. Thanks, and say hi to Callie for us. He's famous.
Callie is spelled C-A-L-I, not like the Indian goddess.
We like
C-A-L-I.
C-A-L-I. Tell him he's famous now, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Corinne.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right, Corinne Chateau, and again, it's The Road to Cali, and like she said, it's spelled like a shortened version of California. C-A-L-I. Join us on the flip side for Odds and Ends.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. 1st, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
And ends, continuing the conversation from the top of the hour, the fact that you've got a German biologist saying, listen, they got a 1% chance of survival, some of these oiled up birds, why not euthanize them? So what do you think? Would it be better? Would it be kinder? Would it be a gentler thing to do than to put them out of their misery, since the survival rate isn't very good? I don't know. There are some that have survived, and to me, it just seems I'd have to know more about how far gone the birds are, but I would think I would want to try to save them. Luckily, there's no saving this arrogant SOB, but Joran van der Sloot, I'm sure you all have seen photographs of him. He was the guy who they couldn't really make stick the Natalie Holloway murder, and we've been talking about him now for probably about a week. I mentioned this last night. Here's what's interesting. He apparently is saying that he lost his temper after the woman he was with in a hotel room in Lima grabbed a laptop, and he apparently, when he lost his temper, he then grabbed the laptop and slammed her with the laptop. That anger doesn't explain breaking Stephanie Flores' neck. 21 years old. He left her dead in a hotel room. You know that old saying about what goes around comes around, and eventually, yeah, it all rises to the top. This is the Dutchman getting his comeuppance. He is still the prime suspect in Holloway's disappearance back in 2005. So now he's in a cell with just a bunk bed and a blanket, and he's getting his square meals but this is also very strange. He was suspected in the May 30th killing 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. Wow. And the woman who was killed, the young girl, she's only 21, she was a business student, and they met playing poker at a casino. Boy, she went home with the wrong guy, didn't she? So he has confessed now at this point to murdering the Peruvian woman. Will he come up with a confession next to Natalie Holloway? What closure that would give her parents, I would certainly think. Also, quickly in odds and ends, one person was killed in a Texas gas explosion. As you know, our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas, and Cleburne was the place where the natural gas explosion happened, and that's about 50 miles to the southwest of Dallas. It was a natural gas line that just erupted. The workers accidentally hit the line, and it just sent up this fireball into the air. Sadly, one person dead, one worker dead. Someone's still missing, and they've been searching all over to make sure they haven't missed anything. Like I said, it's about 50 miles southwest of Dallas, and natural gas is ripe in that area. In fact, they're paying a lot of people in Cleburne some big bucks to get the gas from the natural gas from their property. But a strange accident where people just heard this huge rumbling. It sounded like a thunderclap, and then almost like a tornado because it lasted for so long. A lot of people described it as lasting for 10 minutes. Speaking of thunderclaps, let's go to our own. He joins us across the border up north, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you? This is the start of another exciting week.
Oh, you know it, you know it, you know it. Okay, I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person.
Stephen, your nephew in Israel, what does he say about what's going on with the Gaza action, the flotilla, and the blockade?
Okay, first of all, I told him what I had said, and he said, I hope you apologize, Uncle, because if Julie does say yes, if you wouldn't, A, I wouldn't have come in, and B, he would have said, I want you to go Dallas and go on your hands and knees and apologize.
We accepted your apology. It's okay.
Yeah, he said, you know, okay. He also, he's saying Israel has the right
to block them.
Yeah, because, you know, they can say, yeah, we're coming in with, you know, needed medical supplies. Where have we heard that line before? That's his attitude. And in a way, that's my attitude as well. We're coming in, you know, with needed, you know, like heating oil or whatever. I mean, let Israel go on, search it, and if it is, fine. But if these flotillas are going to play, or if they're going to play, shall we say, dirty pool, then Israel's going to say, fine, you want to play dirty pool? So can we.
Well, and you know what? He has a point. You don't know what's coming in.
Right.
And then you have to just, because this is Hamas.
Right.
And I'm sorry, what do you think Hamas is? And so what do you think is coming in? It's not just food. It's not just bandages. Although, sadly, there are, I'm sure, some supplies like that coming in, mixed in
right.
with all the bad stuff.
Right, for sure, for sure. And Saturday, there was a pro-Palestinian demonstration in Toronto, and there was a Jewish, he admitted, he says, I'm Jewish, walking around with a Palestinian flag.
Mm.
Biggest mistake the guy ever made. Because the next day on his car, someone wrote, who are you sleeping with? A Palestinian, it begins with a W. I'm not going to say it because I don't
want to. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Or who's your gay lover? A Palestinian?
Really?
Yeah. So it really got nasty there. Of course, that's Toronto. They don't know how to have fun.
Well, but nobody, there was no fist flying. It just got ugly verbally, right?
Right. And, oh, yeah, Steve was asking me this. He read about it. I don't know if you heard about a nun in Phoenix, Arizona.
Who did what?
Okay, she was an administrator in a hospital. And there was a lady who came in. She was 11 weeks pregnant. And there was something wrong. And it was like, okay, do you save the baby? Do you save the mother?
Mm.
And she sided with saving the mother and aborting the fetus. The archdiocese got hold of it and wanted to excommunicate her. And some people who were sided with the nun said, hey, this seems funny. If a priest molests kids, they just ship them off to another parish. This lady does it, they want to excommunicate her like 30 seconds later. Something, as he put it, isn't kosher. So what he's going to do is he goes to Jerusalem every so often. He's going to talk to one of his old philosophy professors, and this is a good subject. What do? Do you abort the baby? Do you try and save the mother?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like for some people, it's a very touchy subject. Next to when Chicago wins the Stanley Cup.
Oh, so you saw Philadelphia bounce back after they were down 0-2
yeah.
in the hole, but then that last game on Sunday was incredible. It was like the Blackhawks were on Viagra Plus or something. They were flying through the ice. I mean, seriously, it was incredible, the energy they had.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now one other subject, and then because you probably have the callers. Did you ever interview the late John Wooden?
I did one time when I was in California on a station in Santa Maria, California, yes.
Okay. Because he made the front page of the sports section of one of the papers in Israel. He said, Uncle Sammy, was he that influential? I said, after his coaching days, he went around speaking about life and other things.
He had 99 years old, and he was known for his woodisms,
right.
Woodenisms, the things that he would, the little pearls of wisdom that he would say. His motivational speeches were huge.
Yeah, and I said, look, Bill Walton, he said, yeah, I know he's a sports commentator. Yeah, but a lot of other players, because the influence of, they put it, Coach Wooden, they went into business and they tried other things. They just went, oh, I'm going to depend on basketball, you know. So, I mean, like, they said, so are they going to name the arena after him? I said, the floor's already been named after him. Maybe the street where Pauley Pavilion is, maybe they'll name it after him. I don't know. I mean, it's up to the school and I spoke to him, it was afternoon our time, evening our time. He heard about what that reporter said, Helen, what was her name?
Helen Thomas.
Helen Thomas. He goes, is it true what she said? Yeah, and he was very surprised because, you know, she'd been interviewing presidents since, she said, what, since Truman? I said, not quite, since Eisenhower. And she said that? I go, yep. And he goes, well, I think, yeah, we both agree, retire and she saves face.
Yeah, and that's what she did. I mean, she basically resigned after the comments that she made. In fact, we're going to let people hear them next. But they were recorded near the White House at the end of May during a Jewish American Heritage Month celebration of all things. And she made the comments. And unfortunately, it's like I said, she touched the third rail. And, you know, she's almost 90 years old.
Yeah.
So was she not thinking straight when she suggested that the Israelis should go back to Poland and Germany? I mean, I because you knew that was it when she said that.
Right.
And, of course, it's been nothing but 3 days of pounding. So you're right. Save face is what she did, I think, with this resignation thing. But now she's gone. She's gone from the front row of the White House.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I saw the news tonight, and they had a news conference, and, like, you had to get used to it. Hey, empty seat, that's going to be different. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey,
yeah.
Sam, thanks for the call.
You bet. Take care.
All right, we're going to let you hear those comments coming up next on America Tonight, the Helen Thomas comments, and you can decide fair or foul. I mean, I said last night it's like the ramblings of an old woman. Was she, you know, somebody has a microphone, they go up to her and they start asking her questions. I'm not giving her an out. It was stupid what she said. There's no question about it. And it was just kind of ignorant of history, I think, is really the way it kind of left her lips. And this is a woman who's really been the dean of the White House press corps. She has been, because she's covered every president, like Sam said, since Dwight Eisenhower. Her 90th birthday is August 4th. What a shame to end on the controversy, though. In case you have no clue what we're talking about, we'll let you hear it next on America Tonight.
Thank you. You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Coast to coast and all the ports in between. Couldn't we use a little more love just about anywhere, anytime, especially this time of night? So, Helen Thomas is now gone. It's just an empty seat where she used to sit. And once again, it's because of what she said when she was asked a question. She went off in kind of a crazy direction. Well, I'll let you decide. I'll let you hear. This is what Helen Thomas said. This is what she said.
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comment?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land, not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
The Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
All right, here's what happened. The White House Correspondents Association said that the remarks are indefensible, and they were considering whether she should continue to have the privilege of that front row seat in the briefing room, the one that she's had forever since a Dwight Eisenhower years. I mean, we're talking decades. So everybody and the brother, like I said, that she hit the third rail, had an opinion on this, and it was very negative. The controversy ratcheted up over the weekend, as you can imagine, because the video started to surface. Once you get that video stuff going, the whole YouTube deal, nothing is sacred. There are no sacred cows anyway, right? And now you've got the quotes, and you have her out there saying this, and you heard what she said. Basically, she should get out of Palestine, saying they should go to Germany, Poland, even to the United States. And she did apologize. She did say, look, I regret my comments, and they don't reflect my heartfelt belief that peace will come to the Middle East only when all parties recognize the need for mutual respect and tolerance. That's specifically her quote. That's what she said. But the apology just did not wash. It did not wash with anyone. Lanny Davis, who used to be the special counsel to the White House, and he was a spokesperson for Clinton, if you remember, back in the day. He said the apology was not direct and didn't address the merits of her belief in the stereotype that Jews are aliens in Israel and don't belong there. So a lot of people were calling Hearst, because that's who she worked for, to suspend her White House privileges, if nothing else, and saying, that, look, she is, a lot of people were writing notes saying she was anti-Semitic and she's a bigot and all this other sort of stuff. Ari Fleischer said her comments amounted to a call for religious cleansing and that it goes beyond all the boundaries. And she hit the third rail. She hit the third rail and then she pushed it even further. So she apologized and I had a feeling it wasn't going to be enough. But I didn't think it would happen this quickly, but boy, it happened quickly. Once you go down, your ship starts to sink, boy, it just goes. That's it. It's not slow like the Titanic. I mean, she went down in an instant. So, fair or foul. Many of you have called this show to dog Helen Thomas and say, man, she's saying some crazy things, asking crazy questions. She needs to get out of the White House core. Tom, listening to us in the great state of Texas in Brownwood. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are y'all tonight?
Great. What do you think?
I've coined a new phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can just get sammed.
Sammed.
No insult, Sam. That's you're going to go down in infamy on that deal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and Helen Thomas, oh, I can see where she's coming from. You know, when they gave Israel their land in 1948, everybody raised hell about it.
That's right, but that was 1948, and look where we are now.
Oh, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is we live in a land of political correctness and stereotypes, and when you hit the certain, Tom, when you hit a certain group of people the wrong way, they hit back. And in this case, I guess, see, if she had said they need to leave. But then when she took it further, I mean, then you're really hitting scorched earth when she said the German and Poland thing.
Yeah, that's probably true. She probably did. But
right. If she had just said, like, they need to leave because they shouldn't be occupying it or something, it's all in the phrasing, I guess. But when she said the other thing, then, man, that was it. Because you got to think, what happened. So there's no way she was going to get a pass on that. But I thought maybe the apology might kind of help her out, but I guess it wasn't enough.
I reckon not. You been to Santa Maria, California?
I used to live in Santa Maria, California.
And you know where Pappy's Restaurant is, right?
I love Pappy's Restaurant.
The best French toast on the continent.
I agree.
I guarantee it. I used to run 101 when it was a two-lane. Stopped there every other night.
A lot of truckers stopped there, and that's how I found out about it when I first moved there. It's awesome.
Uh-huh. When did you live there?
I lived there in the mid-90s.
Oh, well, you're probably a lot younger than I am, I'm saying.
I loved it. I loved living in, Santa Maria, Santa Barbara. That area is great. It's wonderful. There's all kinds of cool things, like Solvang, California, and San Ysidro, and all kinds of cool things that you find when you're there.
And you never need an air conditioner.
No, the weather's perfect.
The weather is absolutely real nice there, but I guess I'll You know, Vandersloot, I guess he's going to get sammed.
He is going to get sammed big time. He's already locked up, and trust me, I mean, he's confessed. They weren't going to take any nonsense from him, so they got him to confess. I'm just wondering, Tom, if he's going to confess to Holloway now, because what's the difference? He's already going away for this murder of this 21-year-old girl, so maybe he'll cop to that.
You know, I almost called you last night when you were talking about that prostate stuff, because I think them three guys, they ought to get shipped to Somalia. Well, they're going to be put in prison. They're going to get that exam either way you look at it.
The digit exam, that's nice. Tom, you always have funny things to say.
Yeah. Send them two dudes to Somalia. I'm sure they can live well on those UN biscuits.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they had been watching them, and what Tom's talking about, for people who just joined us, he's talking about the two guys in northern New Jersey that the FBI was looking at since 06, and they finally had something to nail them on. They were trying to go to Somalia, and they wanted to cut off some heads. They wanted to behead Americans, they said, ultimately. So I'm glad they nabbed them.
Well, you could tell they weren't very clever anyway, because they wanted to go to Somalia.
That's right. That's right. What do you want to go there for? With all the pirates and the poverty, there's nothing there unless you're the leader for the day. Because since they haven't had a government in so long. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
Yes, ma'am.
Adios. Let's go to Pete in Michigan. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good morning, Kate. I'm okay. This is off topic. You know who was in town?
Who was in town?
Mr. Obama.
He's passed by Kalamazoo, too, when he was in Michigan.
Yeah, he gave the commencement address at Kalamazoo Central High School. Ooh. Out of 1,000 applicants, he chose Kalamazoo.
Wow. What was the reaction? That's the key thing.
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I'm not for his transformation or his change, because it's already down the toilet. But thanks for taking my call. You have a great morning.
All right. Thanks for giving us that news tidbit. I didn't know that he was, I knew that he was going to Michigan, but I didn't realize that he had gone to Kalamazoo for that commencement. Interesting. And you can tell Pete saying he's gone down the tubes. He thinks he's ineffective, as, you know, we say here on the show, talking about Obama and what's happened with his administration. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts day or night if you can't get through on the phone lines at 800-259-5791. Or you got a boss that is breathing fire down your neck on the third shift. You're doing the donut thing. Then send us an email, americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.